Southern Indiana councilman who came out as a Native American lesbian pushes back on calls to resign. Indiana Councilman Ryan Webb still uses he, him pronouns and his given name amid reported death threats. Webb was born a Caucasian male and recently came out as a lesbian woman of color and is now pushing back on calls for him to resign after he also reportedly received the death threats. The Delaware County Councilman announced he is now identifying as a Native American, given he purports to have select Cherokee ancestors on both sides of his family. He also declared he is identifying as a woman and a lesbian because he remains married to his female wife. Jacqueline Sali is the president and CEO of Kowanig Broadcast Corporation. It's a nonprofit Alaska Native-run media center dedicated to bringing Native voices to Alaska and the nation. Broadcast on 90.3 FM, KNBA was formed in the mid-90s and still operates today as a AAA formatted station. KNBA was thought of to be the voice for Alaskans with an interest in Alaska Native issues, Sali said. According to Sali, the mission has always been to have Indigenous people tell their own stories and to have their own narrative. There are 68 tribally owned radio stations in the United States, with 12 of them in Alaska and one very special one in Eagle Butte, South Dakota. Those are your headlines at this hour. I'm Colette Keith in the KIPI News Center.